Right. Well, it is it's National Science Week, but apart from that, if you're fascinated by the universe around you and all things mysterious in the outer space, tune in where arts unite with sciences. What we're talking about right now, the Sounds of Space exhibition, is a free event at 107 Redfern, showcasing an immersive interstellar experience through rotating audio and video works. Expect a curation of mixed media works by a group of Australian artists displaying their interpretations of boundless space. Now, in the studio with us today, we've got artistic director and creator of the event, Steph Smith, along with video editor and producer, Dominika Roebuck. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
No worries. It's like we were talking about it off air. It's quite hard to explain what is going on with this exhibition, but let's give it a crack. What could people expect with this exhibition at 107 Redfern?
For me personally, the entire reason I wanted to create the exhibition was kind of to elicit some sort of emotional response that comes from the overwhelming vastness of space. And we're all a part of it. We're all in it. And we're kind of all alone in a way. But so essentially you can expect a massive wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling projection of archival NASA footage and astrophotography and then actual electromagnetic resonance recordings from the planets, from like NASA's Voyager missions. Wow. And then classical and contemporary compositions, so human interpretations of what the planets or the universe around us sounds like. So it's kind of something for everyone, I think.
Fantastic. And like you say, it really dwarfs us as a planet and the people to think of, the millions and millions of planets that are out there, but even ones that we've only just discovered and that are close to us and how huge they are and just, imposing that would be if you're like in a ship heading towards these planets and it's just like,
the infinite.
It's right out there. I mean, you always had a love of space? Is there something that you sort of translating into art?
Yeah, 100%. I've always been a bit of a
space nerd.
I like to call it skydag. skydag. About a couple of years ago, I joined an amateur astronomy group in Sydney called Sydney City Skywatchers. Yeah. And I called myself a skydag there once. And I don't think they appreciated it because I don't think they realised that I said it with absolute fondness and love. So I'm a bit of a nerd. I love space. I just think it's kind of remarkable and terrifying and overwhelming, but also really breathtaking. I sound like such a wanker, but that's the truth. And it's so hard to comprehend. I think that's the thing. Like there's an infiniteness to it and we kind of don't matter, but then we really do at the same time.
We do. And I think having the art is a way of navigating that, that insignificance that we ultimately have, but exploring that in different forms of art, which is exactly what the installation does, is this really neat way of processing space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how people connect with it.
Yeah, because we all do in a deep, mysterious way, and it really touches on that, I think, the works you see.
And Dominika, you're like done a lot of video production for this. What was your part of the exhibition?
So my main role in the project was piecing the video projection together, which was a really very insightful experience for me. I think it's fascinating because it's a 1.5 hour video that's going to be playing on loop. And it has, as Steph mentioned, it has these three kind of core phases that explore space in a different way. So you've got the kind of the classical symphonic interpretation that's, got some beautiful classical music set to it. And then you have NASA recordings of the electromagnetic sounds being emitted from these planets, which is fascinating. So you're hearing what these planets sound like from space.
How do you get that sort of footage and that sort of sound? Is that like on open source people can download it?
Yeah, so that's also been a really interesting part of it. So originally, 5-10 years ago, a lot of the stuff that NASA collects in space hasn't been available to the public domain. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that's changing now, and we've actually had incredible access to both visual and oral works that NASA has released for people to be creative with, which is really exciting. Yeah.
NASA are funny. They even do like a film competition with archival footage because I guess they're just really into information sharing and the merging of those two worlds.
And how powerful that can be.
Yeah.
I know that there was a band called Public Service Broadcasting who, in their last album, actually got a whole bunch of real footage from space missions, like and they tied it into their music. And this whole album sort of has a theme going through it of actual NASA audio from like the control center and all that sort of stuff.
We should put that on our playlist.
We definitely should.
It's fantastic.
We'll take the, we'll take that name off.
We'll put it on the gallery playlist. There you go.
There's also, I think, this kind of nostalgia that seems to be popping up in a lot of popular culture that this space thing, I think, speaks to, because all these old archival recordings from spaceships and astronauts speaking to, you know, Ground Zero and all these kinds of things. There's definitely a nostalgia there that I think we all like.
There's this weird romanticism.
Yeah, sure.
So you've transformed 107 Redfern, which is on 107 Redfern Street, obviously, and you've sort of turned a whole room into this art, into a whole exhibition, is in a whole room.
Yeah.
What can people, like, people walk in, is it, can it be quite intimidating? Like,
I kind of deliberately designed the space to be a little bit overwhelming and almost confronting in a way. So you kind of, you'll see a shiny, weird corridor and something shiny and dark in the corner, and then you'll hear this buzzing, or you might, you know, if there's music on, you might hear something really lyrical and romantic. And then, so that's designed to draw you into the space. And essentially, I cut the room in half with this enormous screen.
Okay.
So you turn the corner, and it's basically like, depending on what time you come into the video, but it's essentially like a planet is floating right in front of you and you're there with it.
Yeah.
And so it, I really wanted it to be quite grand, and like you can, there's cushions, you can sit on the ground, and if you want to sit there for the entire video program and just lose yourself in it, you can. If you want to come in for a little minute, hear a noise, go out, come back in, you know, you can do that too.
Yeah.
But the, if you do watch from start to finish, what I found, which inspired the exhibition itself, was when I was watching I was listening to the electromagnetic resonance recordings of the planets. So let's say listening to Mercury, and then all of a sudden you come to Earth. And the difference in the tone and the difference in the waveform, it's like Mercury and Mars, they sound scary. They sound ominous. Yeah. They sound really like unwelcoming. And then you get to Earth and there's these biological noises.
Right.
And it's like it's singing to you. And I found I had a really immediate emotional response to going, oh, that planet, it's there for me. That planet exists. Wow. That it's almost like it was welcoming me. Oh, I'm such a wanker. And so then I thought, well, I wonder if other people would emotionally react to this the same way I did. Or I wonder if one day we could use electromagnetic resonance waveform to discover new planets and find out if they're hostile or not. I don't know. And I said it to one of the lead astronomers at the Sydney Observatory, and he just goes, prove it to me. And I was like, well, I can't. I'm not a scientist.
He's a scientist. But
I'll show you with art.
But do you believe it? There's other people out there? Are there other planets out there that we could inhabit one day, do you think?
I hope so. It's so vast. It would be so depressing if we couldn't.
Agree.
I'm sorry as well.
No,
no,
that's fine.
Sorry, community.
So can people learn about space as well in this exhibition? Or is it sort of labelled like what you're looking at and what you're hearing as you go?
We're going to put up we'll have a little poster up with everything. So essentially once you go into your video space or before you enter it, you can take a flyer with you and it'll have planet by planet.
Okay, cool.
And then it'll also have a rundown of the musical program. So you can engage with Gustav Holst's Jupiter, or you've got Debussy's Clair de Lune, and then you move into contemporary musicians. So we've got a couple of Australian acts in there, and then we've got a French electronic composer. So there's different ways to actually engage and learn about the planets through that, and then explore it later.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah. So when's it all kicks off tomorrow at 107?
11 a.m.
Yeah.
Come on down.
well, that's fantastic. It's called The Sounds of Space Exhibition. Like I said, 107 Redfern Street. It goes until the 27th of August. There's also a whole bunch of other things associated with this as well, a couple of workshops and things.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about those?
Part of the appeal to me in creating it was to make sure we had a real community aspect and a community inclusion. So it's fully accessible. It's completely free. And then we have a program of work so that people can come and they can learn and they can engage with it creatively. So on the Friday and Saturday night, we have a night of illusions, which is being run by some Sydney Uni and Macquarie Uni scientists. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to mess with your minds a bit. And then on Sunday Arvo, we're really lucky. We have a couple of amazing astrophysicists and astronomers. So Indigenous astronomy and capturing the light of the universe. So learning about amateur astrophotography and and things like that. And so that's Sunday Arvo. And then on Wednesday evening, we have a space collage workshop.
Okay.
So you can come and you can create your own world. I don't know. What do you want? And then we're going to announce as well an intergalactic family day on Saturday the 26th. Yeah. So there's something for everyone.
So great. 107.org.au. You can jump onto that website, find out all of this information. But yeah, look, it sounds really good. And it sounds like something people can go to back and you might get a different experience each time we go
And
in.
Depending on who you're with. It's like if you see a movie with someone in a shitty mood, they're going to hate it. And then you go back with someone who laughs a lot and you love it. But if you can't kind of conceive what it looks like, check out the Instagram. It's an easier way to get a visual representation of what you're in for. So that's just sounds_of_space at Instagram.
We'll pop a link up on that on the page as well. Hey, Steph and Dominika, thanks so much for coming to 2SER.
Thank you.
And sharing your sky dagginess.
Yeah, sky dags unite.
Sky dags unite.
Yeah.